The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP, other people's problems, hack.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
We have Ben today, and we're dealing with adult materials.
Oh.
And
do we need voice disguisers?
No.
Baby oil?
No.
No.
No. They came across the wrong hands, I think. So we're trying to
choose better words. Ben?
Yai.
What's going on?
Well, I found some of my old adult magazines, I guess they'll say, the magazines that you can't get at, you know, just a regular store. They're, you know, in some special plastic wrap.
The really, really, can we have a quick aside?
Do they make them anymore?
Well, I think they do, but like, do you remember, well, maybe they don't. You might be right. Like, I remember going to 7-Eleven or wherever, and they'd be like behind the guy.
I've literally only seen that in
movies.
Yeah, Little Miss Sunshine.
Tiak, did you have somebody? Was it you who had like your friends distract somebody and somebody stole one? Somebody I know did that.
No, I was like checking it out at a store once, and a lady from church saw me and was like,
oh.
Do you think you're supposed to be looking at that?
Oh.
I dropped it and ran away.
Sorry. But anyway,
I wasn't, to be clear.
You weren't supposed to be checking that.
No, I was. She was right.
So you're not talking about ones that 7-Eleven would have. We're talking about the ones that are like real dark, real seedy.
Well, I mean, not like real seedy, but yeah, no. I mean, they're they're
not a weirdo.
No, I wasn't saying like illegal or like but just like not the brand names that the average consumer would know, but
no. These were definitely ones that not your typical.
Okay.
Nothing. Yeah, dark as you said. But
okay.
Anyways, I packed them up a long time ago and put them away, and lo and behold, recently I found that box, and I can tell that somebody has gone through that box, and I'm thinking it's most likely my 10-year-old son.
I'm thinking it's not most likely, it is.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't know if it was my wife that went through them, because she doesn't know that I have them. I mean, I had these from well before we got together, you know?
I don't know. Why
do
you
keep them? We have the internet.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess this argument can't even be supported anymore, but you know, sometimes you just like the things you like, and that's like a really fast way if you're, you know, hanging out with yourself. It's sort of like the express way to get where you need to go.
Oh my God. You are so good at this.
What are you two asking him?
He's actually done a really great job of like describing, like, because I think you've said, T-Hack, I hate to keep dragging you through the mud here, but is it you who said like the car or the movie? There's things from your childhood, like there's a certain age or the songs. There's like,
oh yeah, once you make it, you buy the things that you wanted to buy when you first dreamed of making it.
Yes.
So when you were an 11-year-old kid, that
like you don't go out and buy a 2025 Lamborghini, mm-hmm. you buy a 94 Lamborghini because that's when you first dreamed of it.
Yeah, that's the poster you had on your wall.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah. So his brand, what he needs, okay.
But he made it. He got a wife.
I know, but
and the
sometimes
internet.
We all still have some alone time if we don't. Okay. So then, what is your question now? Because I think I know your question, but what is it?
Yeah. Well, it's brought up a couple of questions. Like, one, do I need to come clean to my wife? Because if it was her, I don't want there to be this whole thing like she's sitting there thinking that I'm like constantly looking at these like smut mags from the 90s, you know, like that's just not happening. But also, like, if it's my son, I want to have a conversation. Like, do I need to talk and have me talk with him at this point now? Like, should I admit that they're mine? And yeah, I'm just sort of in a state where it's like, do I need to come clean to both of them and have a really awkward combo? or do I need to hedge my bets and just talk to my son, potentially embarrass him a little bit, but at least
you're going to have to, I think,
hey, don't tell mom.
Yes.
Or do you just throw him out and just go, eh?
That is a third option.
Who knows?
That
who
is
knows?
Just the, like,
we've got the internet now. Aaron's right.
303-222-5423. You don't have a terrible idea right there, because like what happened to me is I had my smut mags hit up like in a false ceiling kind of thing.
Okay.
And then just, you know, you like move the ceiling tile, reach up, get your stuff, do your thing, put them back.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Then one day, move the ceiling tile, reach up, nothing there.
Which is wild, because that's a really good hiding spot.
It was.
So like someone saw you do that.
And then
that.
nobody... And I think it's my mom, but like, I don't know, I'm like, oh, I'm so busted. And then I went up and had breakfast with the head down, you know, and it was like, she never said it. I never, and no, it was just like over. So
okay.
that is but if your kid, I just want to say this, Ben, if your 10-year-old has seen what I think is in those magazines, he needs a talking to, because without trying to get all like.
It's a magazine. It's not real life.
And they don't understand that.
Yeah.
And that's when you have to sit down and go, you know, your favorite movie, Iron Man, it's like, and how he's flying around, he's snapping the neck of bad guys or whatever. It's like, no one can fly around, and you shouldn't really snap the neck of bad guys. Mm-hmm. And also, there's going to be almost no point in your life where two girl air conditioner repair people are going to show up and take all their clothes off. Like, this is, there's things.
Yeah. No matter how many appointments you schedule.
With my friends at, oh, I'm not. I'm guessing the family doesn't want to hear their name mentioned inside this OPP. So here's, I think we need to take calls, because I do think, and maybe even from therapists or whatever, like, what is the appropriate conversation to have? Because you should admit that they're yours.
For sure. And you said, Slacker, that your son,
he
at a pretty young age as well,
about
right?
About the same age. We had taken the parental controls off of an iPad so a friend of ours could use it, and then forgot to put them back on.
Mm.
And then it's pretty remarkable, even a 9-10-year-old, if they type but,
what
it's
comes
like
up?
It goes from but to two girls in a shower like three clicks later.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy escalation.
I mean, it's like all they need is just a little window. It's like they're waiting to pounce, I guess.
But, and I never looked at the history. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go through and see the videos that he watched. My ex-wife did.
Mm.
I mean, I don't. Okay. But I'm just saying,
no,
we need to know what to do. And I'm going to tell you this, Ben. I love you. Think you're great. I don't think you're getting out of this without talking to your wife.
Yeah.
Because if you have to talk to your son, you can't go have that talk with your son and not tell your wife.
Yeah.
Your wife has to be on board with, hey, man, he's potentially seen some real graphic stuff.
I'm also worried about if he does talk to the son is going to be in defense mode, right? Like, I didn't do it.
Yeah,
and how do you
that.
Get through, like, it's okay, or it's not okay, but I understand it was a mistake. Like, how do you
You're
navigate
not in
that?
Trouble.
The
right,
huge
right.
thing is that it is okay. Like, for me, growing up, it was shamed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, any alone time is like, ugh, what are you doing? And it's like, dude, you got to just go, hey, man.
Well, you should. I mean, at some point, you needed to come out of your room when you were in high school.
That was,
oh my gosh.
Your family was
real.
They were right to be concerned.
You're right. Ben, hang on. We're gonna figure out what you say to the wife, what you say to the kids. Don't move. He's screwed.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially the son's gonna go, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then once he talks to the wife first, you can say, hey, I talked to your mom. Neither one of us moved them. There's only one other person in the house. Like, you're busted, but you're not in trouble.
But we need to talk about what you saw.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had to have this level of a talk with your kids, well, like, we have VD, like, that will help. Like, if you don't want to say, like, but it's.
Or, I mean, isn't this kind of the olden days, right? You used to find a dumpster and you'd find one, or you'd find your dad's, and it was never talked about. Like, is that.
But I was like 13 when I found those magazines.
Yeah, that's true. This
As a 10-year-old, man, that's a lot of info coming at you fast.
Yeah.
Although a 10 now is 13 back then. You know what I mean?
But that doesn't mean that it's good.
Right. I don't have the right answer. So if you can help Ben, he thinks either his kid or his wife has found his filthy pile. What does he do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're kicking around Ben's OPP. Basically, the problem is, and I, you know, our phones suck today. It's probably me. The problem is he's got this collection of smut mags that he claims he doesn't go look at very often.
Mm-hmm.
And his last meandering look, he realized that somebody has gone through it.
Yes.
He doesn't know if it's his wife. Know what order they were in and all that kind of stuff.
Well, alphabetical, of course.
No, you don't. No, not that. Oh. You don't keep organized, but it is like, if you open it up, okay.
You know which one is going to be on top. Because that was like, you, it's like the pause button. You know when someone paused.
Sort of yeah. that. But okay. I mean, it. You know if the one on top is not a fresh memory for you, then you know. Like, I wouldn't necessarily say I remember which. Which one was on top, but I would be like, that definitely wasn't the last thing I did.
I see. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, here's a just an adjacent thing before we give some of the well thought out text advice. I gave all of my former my stash when I had kids, I gave it to a friend of mine.
Okay.
And I find it I don't
How
want to say
nice
his name on the
you.
Air. His name rhymes with Shmeev.
okay.
Don't you find it weird? Like, I found it weird that he would take it.
I do. There are some things, I don't say this lightly, but you don't want secondhand.
Even if it's a DVD, though?
I think that would, no, I think DVD would be
DVD is
better.
Still very secondhand feeling to me.
It is, but it's better than a magazine. Because I know you're not holding it while you are... Did. Holding something else.
I don't know. I don't want you picking that. I'm capable. If I'm interested in that, I could suss it out.
So you don't want, because you know? I got one bag left. You're out?
I'm out. Okay. I respectfully though, thank you. That's okay. Very gracious.
Robert?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. What would you do with, actually, it sounds like you've been in this situation.
Yeah, you know, we were playing cards with our friends, and we had their boys were the same age as ours, 8 and like 13.
Oof.
And they were upstairs on the computer, and as we were playing cards, you know, very quiet, you couldn't hear them. And so we went up to check on them, and they were actually on the computer with a lot more graphic stuff than what he's dealing with. So
the 8-year-olds and the 13-year-olds were all participating.
Two 13-year-olds, two 8-year-olds, all boys. Our friends' boys were the same age as our boys.
And the 13, like, wow. I don't want to hijack your story, but the 13-year-olds didn't know better. Like, I don't really blame the 13-year-olds.
Honestly, Slagger, I think they all knew better, and they just are boys and. Googled one, like you said, you know, you Google
two clicks, man, you know, you're there.
Yeah,
you're there. Then it was very graphic and in wrong places and everything else. So,
and they're all just standing around. I'm again just trying to set the scene, but just mouths agape because they're like,
oh, yeah. So,
until that moment, the bodies were to swim and play soccer and like, yeah.
Oh, they were all innocent children too. So I think that damaged all of them for life on their own.
Uh-huh.
But our friends were real angry, and he didn't. And my buddy did not handle it as well, and were angry and everything else. And of course, we were a little more open and understanding, and handled it in a lot different way. And just sat him down, talked to him, and really worked through it. And you know, the boys obviously had to have blocks and you know, check their phones and do everything else. But
you can't unring that bell. That 8-year-old's got
a new idea of
that an 8-year-old shouldn't even 8-year-old should just think, oh my God, everything's just
no way around it. Now he's gonna have to deal with it one way or the other.
Can I just tell you how it turns out? Because I was exposed to some stuff when I was young, and if this is what you want for a life path for the kid.
No.
Because I didn't find Playboy. When I found magazines, I found Ben's kind of magazine.
Oh.
I found like,
No introductory.
Like, this is what nudity looks like. It was like, this is what.
Yeah.
But all four boys were getting along. They were all playing. Nice, you know?
Well, they were having a great time.
So you just recommend sitting them down and talking to them, though, is the basic bottom line.
No choice about it. I mean, we had to do the same thing, and it was a lot more graphic. So, I mean, they it was happening. It wasn't on a piece of paper or, you know, on a magazine. So,
All right.
So, honey, I'm going to take a second look so I'm really prepared to have this conversation.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.